A Spokane author has a new novel, Radio Free Olympia, coming out this month. Reporter Lauren Gallup spoke with Jeffrey Dunn about what inspired this surreal story about the Olympic Peninsula.
This environment is, if you open up your soul, whatever, it's just life-changing.
Radio Free Olympia centers on a handful of characters, one of whom is raised on the peninsula and, without traditional parents, raised by this landscape. That character, Putter, guides readers through folklore of the peninsula by broadcasting spirits on a homemade radio.
It dawned on me that wouldn't it be really cool, which is one of the two main characters in this novel, if you had somebody with very little history who was born and of the woods and didn't know much about the outside world and somehow figured out how to do a pirate radio in a backpack. What happens if you go into this magical, scary place with all of its history that Europeans like me want to ignore and broadcast the spirits?
That concept of including the voices of the peninsula came from Dunn's own reaction to the landscape.
It's a place where the spirit isn't diluted by human consciousness and spirituality. The folklore is that spiritual response in concert with the peninsula, as opposed to what my relatives did, is bring their own ideas and apply it. Cut all the trees down. Put in lots of roads.
Dunn says when he set out to write the book, he wanted it to be a novel that evokes a place. Dunn, who was raised in Pittsburgh, says he's always been drawn to the West.
I just think I was born a Northwest kid. It's like nature on overload. The thickness of the forest. There's no place else. The air is fresh. The fish aren't all dead. When I grew up, my mom, every morning got up to sweep the fly ash, an eighth of an inch of black grime off the porch, because they would blow out the steel mill and the power plant stacks, all the coal dust at night, so you didn't see it. It would rain black.
When he moved to the Olympic Peninsula as an adult, he says the landscape had a profound impact on him.
People who are into the environment want to kind of think the romance of the beautiful, and it is that way sometimes, but you also freeze to death and trees fall on you and ask loggers about how much fun it is to work in the woods.
Dunn has been working on capturing the peninsula in writing for decades.
And it took me 20 years to figure out how to make that work for a reader. It was way fun to write. You take your imagination and you walk along a trail and whatever comes to you, and then you write it all down.
Radio Free Olympia releases October 10th. I'm Lauren Gallup.